This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. This land was green and good, cut to crisp.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Rand Paul is scheduled to be with us in about 15 minutes calling in. State of the Union was such a doozy. I'm going to be honest, I couldn't watch but half of it, and then I read the transcript the rest. I just can't do it anymore. Because they think they're so powerful, the red carpets and the fancy suits, they're all a bunch of crazy egomaniacs. They don't know the real power is being honorable and building the species to the stars. I can't look at Hillary. I can't look at the Republicans that go along with it. Paul Ryan sitting behind him, trying to act like he thought Obama was full of bull, and the two hang out together and play ball. And it's not like they're just boss hog corruption. That I would fight against, but I wouldn't be mortally, you know, in a death battle with. But these globalists, I mean, they are just the trash of the earth. And we got to make it past our own evil selves in the manifestation of these people if we're going to go to the next level. I mean, you don't think the devil's just going to let us into the heavens. What do the gods do? They go to heaven. What do the angels do? They go to heaven. God made this planet for us to grow up on, to test us before we go to the next level. Spiritually and physically, everything is multifaceted in the universe. It comes in threes, it comes in fives. And I never really studied sacred geometry until it became self-evident to me, and then I went out and researched it and found out the ancients all understood this. Again, we live on through those that died before us. They live on through us, through our progeny. Our ideas live on in what we manifest and build and what we teach in the culture through others that aren't even in our genetic line, like electricity. And then we live on spiritually, not just by the, quote, energy of the soul that they've measured, the wavelength, the aura that dies, but only because it leaves the body and it goes on forever. But that energy, that soul, that spirit with all that information that predates this planet and even this creation, coming forth out of the mind of God like flowing water in the time-space continuum, blasting out the other end of a black hole straight into our universe, can resonate with evil or good. And there's a broadcast that the world is putting out to resonate and to join with evil. And my soul is like a violin. So is yours, or a harp, I think is how it's more often pointed out. And the world can play my flesh and play my heart. And sometimes it can even touch my soul, but despite the fact that I have knowledge of evil, and that means I'm evil, I don't act on it and I don't exercise it because the good is much greater. And that is the secret to the universe, my friends. Good people get guilty because we feel the evil in us and we think, my God, this is who I am. It's not your essence. It's that you're able to feel the broadcast of that spiritual energy in that dimension. Our mind, the mathematics shows, goes to the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimension and above. And so we're blind physically in this third dimensional plane to it. But we feel it in the sixth sense. And we know it. And so what we have is a bunch of vandals and scum that look big on this plane because they decided to be evil. But really, they're little jokes. They're weak. And they're so afraid of good men and women who are empowered and have the light of God in their eyes. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones from InfoWars.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth.
It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're now well into the third hour today. David Knight will be hosting the fourth hour. There's a key Second Amendment report. They're going to premiere this 9 minutes long with Jakari Jackson and more. We are waiting for Senator Rand Paul, supposed to call in the next 5-10 minutes, to get involved breaking down what's happening with the campaign, what's happening with the audit the Fed move. I aired that piece with George Carlin because he's talking about the country's owners are the private European banks in 1913 that came in and took over and set this up. What King George couldn't do with muskets and troops and horses and cannon and ships and daggers and swords and so much grape shotgun fire blasting out of primitive howitzers, they have done through economic subterfuge and fraud. And now that model is used worldwide. It's called globalism. It's a big club. And you ain't in it, and neither am I. And now with live extension technologies, other advancements, it's a big club. We're not going to be involved in that as well. That's the attempt to bring the world into hardcore tyranny and new forms of tyranny. They've said there's nothing new under the sun. That's an ancient saying. But there is now with MIT reporting. Farms all over the U.S. growing humans inside animals to harvest their organs. That was 2 days ago. And sure enough, they had a couple newspapers write articles making fun of me about that, knowing their idiot readers don't know that I was reading out of MIT magazine. MIT Review. And we scroll down, I'll give you the headline. Human-animal chimeras are gestating, you know, that means, you know, 9 months in mommy, on U.S. research farms. They say it's a radical new approach to generating human organs is to grow them inside pigs or sheep inside, quote, tissue clusters. Those are people. But it's okay. The clones they grow in petri dishes are part pig, part sheep, or part cow. And so they don't have rights. Notice on all the little bottles of shampoo or whatever, it says not tested on animals. And I look for that. I don't want to test on animals. How about not tested on chimeras? Oh, there's no discussion, because the whole abortion thing was about how dare the Republicans not want us to have stem cells. That means babies up to age 9 months, kept alive and their body parts sold. See how they twist with lawyer crap everything? And I'm just here exposing it. Oh, I'm sorry I said the word crap. I really try to not use uncouth language, but I get so real these days I can't help it. Plus, what they say in famous movie that I quote so often, Apocalypse Now with Marlon Brando. Colonel Kurtz is saying, you know, we court-martial our pilots for writing the F word on their airplanes, but then we have them drop fire on villages of children. And what's he saying there? There's that hypocrisy. But I know our audience aren't hypocrites, but I tell you, I'm a family man, and we should be dignified with these lofty subjects we're covering. But at the same time, once you get down in a guttural, on-the-ground battle with tyranny, it just strips away any pretense, and I just get to the point where I'm a slave to the truth. It's a good slavery, but I just can't hold back anymore. Report, White House is blocking investigation into over 100 terrorists inside the U.S. Steve Watson, Infowars.com. It's a huge story. This is from the federal government. Major bank warns of oil prices could fall to $10 a barrel, but other major bank groups say war between Saudi Arabia and Iran could send oil prices $250 a barrel, and so you'd be paying $5, $6 at the pump. Yeah, that's the word from big oil company insiders and others, is that, oh, you enjoy this whole oil war where they're trying to bankrupt fracking and bankrupt the oil sands, the tar sands, and bankrupt Russia. They want to bankrupt North America and Russia. But when they're done, when they bankrupted those wildcatters that became pretty big-sized companies, you know, billion-dollar companies, a lot of small companies became billion-dollar, they started, you know, four or five guys wildcatting, getting their first well, taking them a decade, to, you know, 2 decades to build, get hundreds of wells, thousands of wells, build their own pipelines, their own refineries, boom, drive down prices. We're going to drop prices for 5 years till everything's bankrupt, and then, baby, we can do whatever we want. Pretty big deal. And, of course, you know the oil companies finance bankrupting coal. You know, if I thought like the average yuppie weasel, I run into them in Texas, a lot of them are nice people, a lot of them are bad folks, but, you know, a lot of them are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. There's a bunch of people like that that own big ranches with huge oil wells and, you know, stuff all over them. And they'll sit around and laugh going, oh, whatever, I don't care if they bankrupt coal, I'm going to make more money. And I sit there and I go, but my family has some oil and gas that's in direct competition with coal. I don't have any coal in my family, but I wouldn't want to bankrupt coal so I made more money. It's so immoral, and it destroys capitalism, and that's what's wrong. We need to audit the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, and no one has championed that more than former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul, and now, for the last 5 years, no one has championed that more in the U.S. Senate than Senator Rand Paul. And that's why I've been very hopeful when he was the leader of the campaign of the Republican run to get the nomination that he would stay in the lead. But he's been in the lead. He could go back in the lead. We've seen that. The media is trying to say that Rand Paul is out of the race, and then they put John Kasich in the Republican debate coming up tomorrow night that we're going to be covering live. It's crazy. So definitely the fix is in, but can we override that fix? I know he didn't come on about this. He wanted to come on about auditing the Fed, which we're very close to doing. Really, it's 1776 Part 2, but peaceful. But I do want to get into campaign 2016 with him, randpaul.com. Senator, thanks for coming on with us again.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having us.
There is so much going on. We've only got you for about 10 minutes, so you've got the floor. What's the battle plan to audit the Fed? What's happening in the campaign? How do we get you back in the debates? Where is all this going?
The good news is, you know, we got a majority yesterday. We got 53 votes for auditing the Fed, and we needed 60, unfortunately. We were missing Ted Cruz, unfortunately, couldn't come back to vote with us. But we did get a majority, and I think that's a step forward. It took me 5 years to get a vote on the bill. I talked to Harry Reid till I was blue in the face. I reminded him that he used to be for auditing the Fed, but no longer, and we finally got a vote. We got two Democrats, Baldwin, and then we got Bernie Sanders to vote for it as well. So we got close, but we didn't quite get there. But to me, that's a long fight. It's long overdue. The Federal Reserve really is responsible for a lot of the income inequality in our country. The rich get richer because the Federal Reserve passes their money out to the rich. By the time it filters down to the rest of us, prices are going up, and we never really seem to see any value in the new money that is put into the system.
I also noticed mainstream media really tries to not cover this. This is a big deal when you have the former Fed Chairman Greenspan, as you know, on Lair NewsHour saying, we're above the law, Congress can't even look at us. Since when is a private group masquerading as government above the law when Congress has the power to issue the currency, Senator? Because, I mean, I cannot praise you and others enough, especially you, for leading the fight all the way to the fact that you've almost been able to overturn it, but they want this, I guess, 60 votes. But you've gotten 50 plus. I mean, this is amazing after your father's 30 plus year battle to do this.
The biggest lobby against auditing the Fed is actually coming from the Federal Reserve. And this has made me so mad that the government created the Federal Reserve. Sure, they're quasi-private, but they were created by the government. It's a conglomeration of private banks, but they should not be allowed to lobby against their own oversight. So they come to Washington, they write op-eds, they called every senator in advance and lobbied them to say, we don't want more oversight. It'll somehow, you know, affect our policy making. Well, we need to ask questions. Did their policymaking lead to this huge, enormous recession that we got with a real estate crisis and where a lot of people caught up in it? And how come when we got caught up in it, the poor people suffered, but the people on Wall Street just went right along merrily making $100 million a year, and they bankrupted AIG? You saw the other day who the former head of AIG is giving their money to, right? He took $10 million of his bailout money to try to bail out the Bush campaign. So it goes on and on. The rich get richer, but the government should not be showing this crony capitalism through the banking system. And I'm going to keep up the fight. If it takes me another 5 years, I'm going to get a vote on audit the Fed, and we're going to win.
Well, I have said probably 1,000 times the last few years that even before the campaign started, I appreciate you running for president, just like I appreciate you running for Senate. And I appreciate the fact you've been true to your principles and not compromised, even though they've demonized you. But now, I have not been critical, but I mean, I know you're a gentleman. Your dad's a gentleman. The fact is, people are angry. There's an insurrection. A lot of America isn't as sophisticated as some of the libertarians. I think you can beat Trump if you really get aggressive and you know. And I'm not saying stoop to that level, but, you know, of the WWE, which, you know, obviously he's been part of, but he knows what he's doing. That's what people want. And all I'm saying is I know you'd make the best president of the three people. I mean, I like Ted Cruz. You know, I like Trump as well. I know your pedigree, your history, no compromise. You're for real. Trump, I don't really know, but, I mean, I'd rather him than Hillary. How do we get you elected president? I know there's a lot of time left, and folks thought Trump would fade. But I think, you know, really getting aggressive is the way to go. I don't plan to be the big political guru here, sir, but, I mean, I'd really like to see you as president.
You know, the thing we keep trying to point out is that Trump has no history as a person who believes in limited government or as really even being a conservative. One of the things that I think is the bedrock principle of capitalism and in a free society is ownership of property. When you own your house, the government shouldn't come in your house. The government has no right to your property, and you have the right to control your property. But, you know, one of the ways Trump has made money, and he's said this repeatedly, is that he believes in eminent domain. He believes the government should be allowed to take private property and give it to another private property owner. This was a famous Supreme Court decision, the Kelo decision. And I think it's inconsistent with someone who believes in limited government. And he's used it repeatedly. Vera Coakling lived in her house for 30 years. Donald Trump took it for a parking lot for one of his casinos, or he tried. She battled him in court, and she actually beat him. But I think there really is no limited government tradition with Trump. And I think when he says, trust me, give me power, I'll be strong, I'll do things better, I worry about that because most of the tradition, not only English tradition, but American tradition, has been trying to limit the power of the monarch, limit the power of the presidency, and it's not give me more power, I'm smart, and I'll fix it. It's leave the power with the states and the people and leave me alone. And I don't think he's part of that tradition, but he is angry, and people have, you know, fallen in for the anger without examining whether or not he would make government bigger or smaller.
Well, I know you have so much integrity that you won't get, you know, professional wrestler on folks to win. But at the same time, I know you have integrity. I mean, I've watched you. I've known you for 20 years when you were campaigning for your dad. And I know you've never compromised. I know you exposed that Al-Qaeda was being Western funded before Cruz or Trump did it, you know, years before. I know you've led the fight on the Fed, led the fight to defund, you know, all these different organizations like Planned Parenthood and, you know, defund the foreign aid to these radical Islamists. I mean, I know, sir, that, you know, like you said, some people don't know all the geopolitical facts as well. I know you're the statesman who'd make the perfect president. It's just that what are people going to do if they see Trump up there at the lead? The media is all giving him the attention, and then they're scared of Hillary Clinton. All I'm saying is, you're doing a great job overall. I just wonder, sitting here, how we can catapult you back to the lead when clearly the establishment is doing everything they can to try to sideline you. I mean, look, you clearly have more support than John Kasich. Clearly you should be in the debate. So you're probably doing the right thing to not be in the debate so that you can at least make a big deal out of it and actually be heard. What else can you do, can we do, to try to get you back in there to win this nomination or to inject good ideas? Because, you know, Trump could do some faux pas, fall out, and then we get Jeb Bush, God forbid.
You know, I think one of the things about the disconnect between the grassroots and, you know, the establishment Washington Republicans is I put forward an amendment about a year or so ago, and I said that we shouldn't give any foreign aid to any countries that persecute Christians, any countries that put to death Christians who interfaith marriage or people who convert from Islam to Christianity. If they have laws on their books that says you are put to death, they shouldn't get any of our money. I've yet to meet one American outside of Washington who is opposed to that, is opposed to my amendment. And yet in Washington, when we voted on it, 18 senators voted to continue sending foreign aid, even if the laws of the country we were giving the money to were to persecute Christians. And so that's, I think, just shows you how far apart we are, the grassroots, from those in Washington. And one of the things I'm pushing and going to continue to push is that really I think we ought to have term limits. I think that we need more, we need more revolving in and out of office. We need more citizen politicians up there. And I've become more and more convinced that the people up there are never going to fix it. So a house cleaning periodically is something we're going to have to do if we ever have hope of fixing things.
Well, in the few minutes we have left, RandPaul.com, you've got fundraisers going. Regardless, folks, you need to back Rand Paul to inject anti-globalism, pro-Americana, audit the Fed, pro-Second Amendment narratives into the debate, just like your father running, built the libertarian movement that's now been able to get a major faction of the Republicans as hopefully a check on what's happening. So this is a long war made up of battles, but how do we help you, A, audit the Fed? And then separately, I'll say it again, you have been, it's just true, the leader when it comes to doing filibusters that others then imitate, which is great, when it comes to opposing the TPP, which is great. So I really just want to thank you for the fact that you really have taken the true constitutional stance at the expense of media demonization campaigns. So that proves you'd be the best guy for president, the fact that you've engaged in real leadership.
I think the biggest thing that people need to remember is that when we are attacked, when there are terrorist attacks, is not to be fearful, because then terrorists win. When you're fearful, when we give up on our liberties, when we say, oh, we're going to trade our liberty for a false sense of security, that's when we lose and that's when terrorism wins. Right now, the biggest clamor in Washington, led by Marco Rubio, led by McCain and others, is to get the government collecting all of our phone records, all of our credit card statements, because they say, oh, we need more information. That's coming from the right. On the left, you have President Obama saying, we just need gun control. The problem is they're both succumbing to the fear that the terrorists are trying to invoke upon us. So the left wants to give up and get gun control. The right wants to give up and allow people control and control of our records and invasion of our houses by the government. So by all means, don't let fear influence this thing. Stand strong. And I know your listeners will step up and say, you know, we have to be very, very careful of allowing more power to gravitate to Washington. The power needs to go back to the states, and it needs to go back to the people.
I want to put a question in here for you. You are the guy that exposed that the West was funding Al-Qaeda and then ISIS, and that's on record. It's now been admitted. You've been vindicated. That was daring 3 years ago, to 4 years ago, to expose that. Now they are running these clips of Obama from the State of the Union last night, and I don't want to get your take on this, where he says they will be punished, we're going after them. To see the guy that funded these rebels and Hillary that did this now taking credit for fighting them, sir, what's your view on that?
You know, I think we're starting to get some of the real truth out there. You know, in the last presidential debate, I put forward the proposition that regime change in Syria, regime change in Libya, it actually isn't making us safer. It's actually putting us more at risk. And this is an interesting debate, because on one side you have Hillary Clinton, you've got the president, you've got Rubio, you've got McCain, you've got all of these people who want regime change in Libya, but we're actually less safe. It's a failed state now. A third of Libya pledges allegiance to ISIS. And so I think we are, for the first time in a long time, actually having a public debate over that. And that's why it's important that I'm in the presidential debates and that we are given a chance to compete for the presidency. We still think there's a chance today. There's a brand new poll that came out in the Iowa Des Moines Register, and if you count that poll, we would have been included. And so we are still jockeying and saying, absolutely count to all the polls and get us in there, because we deserve to be in the
debate. What does my audience do to get you in that debate, Senator?
You know, I think the best thing would be to call the Republican National Committee and tell Reince Priebus that they need to allow all voices to be heard in the debate, and that it's not fair to exclude me from the debate.
We're going to get that number and bring it up after the break. You're leaving us now. RandPaul.com. Are there any other websites folks should go to for support?
Mainly RandPaul.com, or if they want to go to our Facebook, and we've got lots of information out there. It tells where I'm going to be. If people want to make phone calls for us, they can make phone calls for us in Iowa. If people want to donate, they can donate. If people want to fly up to Iowa or New Hampshire, we got a spot for them. And it's amazing to see all the young people and how exciting it is in Iowa right now.
It's incredible. Senator Paul, thank you so much. Good to talk to you. Godspeed.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're live. Broadcasting across the planet. And we are here opposing the worldwide Luciferian conspiracy. And the God of this world wants to play God, but is no God at all. I want to open the phones up. I've got so much news here, it makes my head spin. I've got so many video clips to play, it makes my head spin. But I want to open the phones up specifically on what you think about Rand Paul and what you think about Donald Trump. Because I really care about the polls, and Ron Paul has done more than probably anybody else with his focus to expose the globalist in this country in my lifetime and probably around the world. And the senator's done a great job up there, and then I feel mad when I complain that he's not being aggressive enough in his rhetoric, but then I feel guilty when I was actually interviewing him, thinking about all the things he's actually done and the trolls they put out lying about him, like saying he supported TPP, which he didn't. He said, I support free trade, but not if it's secret, and this isn't free trade. See, they play those games. But imagine a Ted Cruz, Rand Paul presidency. Either way, one or the other, president, vice president. I support whoever I believe can win and turn our free market system back on again and leave our guns alone and not engage in medical tyranny. I like Carson, but he says he's for forced inoculation. Trump, you know, says, I'm against all these wars. You don't believe how militaristic I am. So I'm like, okay, you're against these wars. I like that. But you say you're militaristic. That's kind of scary. You say, oh, don't worry, I'll spy on them so much we'll get the terrorists. They don't let them spy on the foreign assets. They spy on us. I've had the top people on. But 95% of what Trump says is really great. And, you know, we've got tyrants on white horses under Obama and Hillary. I mean, we know they're as bona fide bad, want to destroy us, mount our head on the wall, conquer us as we've ever seen. So am I a gambler? No, but Trump's looking really good right now because he's in the lead. He's destroying political correctness. He doesn't want our borders open. He's being demonized, and both parties are after him. That's a certification right there. Has he got some problems? You bet. Paul has less problems politically and being a patriot. I mean, he's his dad's like 100% right on with what I agree with. Rand's like 95. Trump's like 90%, 85%, whatever. But the rhetoric's better. The leadership is stronger. We need an arrogance in the face of these arrogant socialists and globalists. Right as they're ready to be kicked over like a rotting facade full of termites. I mean, they really are a facade. And what's happening with this show exploding and people recognizing it is not some power trip for me, because let me tell you, you want to walk point in a major counteroffensive against the globalist. Oh, you're awake. It's not boring. I wouldn't not do this for anything, but because I'm committed and because I'm not a coward and because I want to fight tyranny and I don't like enslavement, not because I want to be the big swinging jolly green giant of the liberty movement. Not because I got something to prove. I know where this road leads. I can't take my family there. So I don't endorse people or support them because they pat me on the head, because they come on my show. Our ratings go up some with a Rand Paul or a Donald Trump on, but what people really listen to is just us talking about the news and humanity and the Second Amendment and what's happening and the guest we have, the analyst on the economy and all the other big things. But the system's got a problem. The world government they want is finally arriving, and people don't like it. And it smells, and it stinks, and it's ugly, and it's pathetic, and it's bad, and it's unfair, and it's ridiculous. And now you rule this pile of crud because you're dishonorable. And our decadence allowed the elites to take over. So we really do have to look in the mirror. That was my big awakening in the last 5-6 years. I mean, I've been awake for 25 years, politically aware for 30, or close to it. Was when I started realizing, why do I just hate some bureaucrat? Why do I get angry at some cop? when they're just brainwashed, mindlessly following some program, shouldn't I be mad at myself that I'm not a great enough man to change the world, that I'm not a great enough person when my forebears were to reach out to people in common cause and common honor and common association? Because when we look at the world and it's wrong and we're getting screwed over, it's because we failed as a people. And that doesn't mean we blame ourselves more than them. Oh, they get the lion's share of the blame, and they will be held accountable, to quote V from Vendetta. But in the end, you want to know who's to blame, just look in the mirror. And with my children and my life and my health and everything I do, the greatest part of what I've done in my life and what I know can heal others as well, just from my own personal experience, is not blaming other people for things that squarely lie in your own camp. I actually like genuine criticism. I really appreciate it. I want it. I want to be reproved. I want to be edified. I want to be rebuked. It's like that caller that time called. He was telling me where I was wrong about denying Christ. And all I was saying was, man, if these radical jihadis are putting a gun to your head and say deny Christ, you know, when they attack these colleges and stuff, they successfully covered up the whole Oregon thing. Not the San Bernardino. I don't know. I got kids to go home to at night. I'm just not going to be a liar on air like I'm this super guy. It's not that I'm a coward, but if I can get out of dying by telling some scumbag a lie, I'll lie. And I said, is that moral? Because I won't lie up here on the big platform. But at the moment, I'm not in front of everybody, and they're going to win if I don't lie to them, then I'd lie to them. And he called in and read me all the verses about, no, if you'll deny me before men, I'll deny him before my Father. And I did realize that, no, it's true. You can't even do that. You can't even lie. Period. I mean, he was right. It was good to be. But at the same time, well, then how do I sneak into Bohemian Grove and tell them I'm a member to be able to cover what they're doing there? I mean, you know, the Bible's got spies going into the different cities and lying to folks. I mean, there's a time to do that. But a person who's good has to have that debate with themselves, not just say I'm good and I'm just going to lie whenever I want. Because let me tell you something. To quote Tony Montana, I tell the truth even when I lie. The lie is not in me. And I realize people that lie, they create false paradigms of lies. I was talking about this with my mother last night at dinner. She came over to the house. My dad and the kids were playing ping pong. And I ate roasted chicken and stuff was good, but I'm going off into that. I just image everything I talk about when I'm going to your calls. And she said, you know, really what serving evil is about lies. And she goes, I don't mean lying and saying some food's good or a dress looks good on your wife or whatever. But she said, building a lie, a whole world of lies that you then want others to buy into, false reality, that's what the devil is. And I said, you're absolutely right. That's a very astute point you've made. I'm glad you boiled that down for me. But I lie less than anyone I know. I love how the liars say they never lie. But you know, the best propaganda, as Obama knows, Joseph Goebbels taught him, is just an outrageous, stupid one. That's so over the top, you're like taken back by it, and people want to believe it. I'm going to go to your calls right now. Everett, Maya, Kimberly, Jason, Antoine, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And just briefly, because I'm not going to belabor this, we need funds to continue the operation and hopefully expand. It takes a lot of money to run the servers, the bandwidth, to do everything we do. We are victims of our own success. You know, I don't like to get up here and exaggerate, so I automatically dial stuff back. The last 6 months, the audio and video streams have basically tripled. Well, it's worse than that. It's just shooting straight up. And we've got really cheap, good bandwidth, but, I mean, one stream was $56,000 last month. And we buy it from one of the biggest companies in the world. I mean, it, you know, the folks Google gets it from. I mean, and you think about, really, you know, 15, 16 million people tuned in on one stream in a month. Just our video stream at Infowars.com/show. And I got to pay $56,000. And they have shows with 16 million viewers on TV that, you know, have like $10 million in advertising money comes in, $5 million episode budgets. I mean, that video stream probably didn't bring in $20,000 a month. I mean, you know, it just gets it. And I understand we're super successful at reaching people. We're just not successful at making money. I mean, compared to other alternative medias, we're the king. We're going to surpass Glenn Beck, whatever. When it comes to money, that's just fuel. I need fuel. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got great items, great products at discounted prices. InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible nutraceuticals, incredible Patriot apparel, incredible water filtration systems, the new shower filter from ProPure. I know you've been supporting us. A lot of other systems, survival goods, you name it. The Clinton's war on women to give us some brainwashed trendy. We need that support to continue and to expand because we are exploding. But in any business, and we're not a business first and foremost, but we're not ashamed that we use a business model to fund our revolution against tyrants. So we need funds. And look in the mirror and ask yourselves, are you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com? Are you spreading the word about the local stations you listen to? Are you sending out the links to the video and audio feeds? I'm not telling you to do it, but is there a weapon system against the enemy more savage, more committed, more naked, more vicious, more primal? No. We are the death throes of the Republic. We're the manifestation of that. And in the death throes, a death struggle is a lot of strength to get out. The enemy's driving a knife right down in us. It's already going into us. You got to decide you're getting them off of you. There's no debating, and you're going to roll them off of you, and you're going to grab with superhuman force that knife politically, and you're going to ram it right up in their neck. You got to decide to do it. There is no think about it. You got to decide to do it politically. You got to get savage. We'll beat these people, but you got to commit and stop letting them intimidate you. You got to ram your head up against the wall. You got to get your teeth out. You got to get ready because they're going to attack anyways. You might as well stand up and look at the crap we're up against. Look at these piles of filth that stole our wealth to build this system, and they sit up there to intimidate us. They're nothing. What does it say about us if we let them tame us? The mouse taming the lion, it's a joke. You could see these freaks spiritually, folks. You'd realize it's in our hands to defeat them instantly the moment we realize what scum they are. And that's happening right now. It's beginning. The truth is coming out and removing the eclipse. But they're racing. Use the allegory of the X-Wings going down the reactor shaft, trying to fire the torpedo down it. And the Death Star is orbiting the planet ready to fire. I mean, it's like that, folks. And everything you do now has the effect. All right, who's up first here? Let's go to Kimberly in West Virginia. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex?
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
Hi. Okay, well, as for Rand Paul and Trump, to be honest with you, if they truly love America, this is what they will do. Trump will take presidency. Paul will take vice president. Only vice president will step up to a more powerful, you know, front next to the president role. But here's the problem, Alex. I don't believe for 1 minute there will be a 2016 election. That's America's problem. To be honest with you, this is what I believe. The EU announced that oil may be going to $10 a barrel today. Okay, 12 of our Navy sailors were taken by Iran today.
It's not even being covered.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a repeat of Mr. Peanut Man. And you were you're younger than me, but you remember Carter.
Yes.
You know, they're just doing the repeat. I really, truly believe that those 12 sailors are what Obama got out of the treaty. with Iran. Take 12 sailors.
I did think it was like the Republicans with that deal with Iran to make Carter look bad. I mean, that was a staged event. And it kind of seems like the hostage rescue thing all over again. We'll see if that actually happens. But you've got big banks, big central banks, big groups saying sell everything, collapse is coming. You got Soros running around saying it. You got all the planets aligning politically for a lot of crazy stuff to happen. And you know, I know Trump and Paul were friends and played golf quite a bit. And Trump says, you know, that Rand is an amazing golfer and all these compliments. You know, I wish the two would start being friends, but he was one of Trump's big challenges early on. And that's one thing Rand did that I thought was a mistake, was bash Trump when Trump was so popular. Cruz was smart and said nice things. And so that was another miscalculation. And Paul kind of jumped the shark on that. I'm being honest. So I would hope that if Trump does win, that he works with Senator Paul in some way. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Kimberly. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to do 5 minutes the next hour, and then we have a David Knight coming up. I'm going to go to Everett, Maya, Jason, Antoine, and others straight ahead. David Knight will host the fourth hour today. Jakari will be debuting his ghost gun report. This is really amazing. Bad timing for Obama as he pushes for self-driving cars. Video services of car driving in an endless loop backwards. Well, they want to beta test and make us accept it. That's to get rid of humans and get rid of driving and taxes by the mile. That's why I'm not against self-driving cars, except the whole plan is a takeover. Two Gitmo prisoners released without charge for 14 years. Big money GOP donors feel they wasted their money. Some super PACs shutting down. What does this tell you about the decline of traditional media? Yet another UN peacekeeper child sex scandal and more.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-675-1804. That's 1-800-675-1804. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-675-1804. That's 1-800-675-1804.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents
The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
These articles are coming out every couple hours now. This one's up on Infowars.com. And, of course, they'll probably try to make these refugees congressmen or something, because that's what they like to do. Syrian refugees rape three-year-old boy in Norway. Migrants raping women, children in Europe, just massively thousands of them, because it's a jihad and they deserve it. You know, if you're not part of the jihad, then it's going to happen. And, of course, when you're part of the jihad, it's just a license to kill. It's a political satanic movement that's taken over Islam. You could argue it's always had that in it, but, I mean, this is just getting crazy with all the weirdo leftists supporting it and acting like it's a delicious fetish or something. I mean, what a bunch of freaks. Everett in Rhode Island, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. Before I get into the topic, I just want to say you and your crew are excellent. Been listening to you since over the last summer.
But, well, brother, we're just trying to expose the craziness that's out in the open, but thank you.
Oh, you're not kidding. But anyway, on Trump, though, I don't agree with everything that he says, but either way, he is far better than Hillary Clinton. And over here in Rhode Island, there are so many Hillary supporters. I don't know why, don't know how, but it's just how it is over there, and I don't like it whatsoever. But on Rand Paul, he's trying his very best to protect our constitutional rights, because they're being slowly taken away from us. When he had that rant on C-SPAN over the summertime, arguing to try to get 5 minutes to speak, that opened my eyes wide open. And people don't realize it, that slowly but surely, if they can take away our Second Amendment rights, they will take anything away from us. And bottom line, that's all he's been doing right from the get, is to defend our constitutional rights. Period.
Rand Paul has a great record, and that's why the establishment attacked him as not being patriot enough. But they have absolutely tried to shut him down. And regardless, even if he doesn't win this one down the road for presidency or whatever, it's just good to have him there. And you're absolutely right. They've done everything they can to block him. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Florida. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First of all, just wanted to say great interview there with Senator Paul. Quick question for you, and then I'll go because I know you have 1,000 other callers. In your mind, we know there's a financial collapse coming. You've talked about it. Who is the most qualified? Is it going to be a Donald Trump? Is it going to be a Rand Paul? Who's the most qualified out of the GOP to help get us out of that eventual collapse in your mind?
Well, so much of this is confidence. So much of this is bringing jobs back and not having basically political and bureaucratic hidden tariffs that shut us down. But the global depression, they're going to try to continue the global depression and give the global banks more power. So just not letting them do that's key. And I would say, you know, Rand Paul would be great about going after the central banks. Trump would be great about getting the jobs back here. I really don't know. That's a complex question. You know, also think, hey, let Hillary get in. Their whole agenda will stall. She'll get the blame for the global depression. Are they about to give it to Trump to then blame a capitalist for what's about to happen? You know, there's globalists above Hillary and above Trump fighting for power. And they've got larger, more sophisticated views. Here's an example. If Hillary got in, InfoWars would probably be more successful and have more viewers and listeners than if Trump got in. People went back to sleep. But the same bureaucracy continued on. That happened under Bush. But I don't care. I'd rather get a Trump in because I think he's better for the country, though it's not good for my show. Because Hillary might go so far as arresting me or you know, starting World War III. So I don't do stuff off of what's going to help me. I make my decisions off of what I think is really constitutional common sense and doesn't get my alarms going off of my God-fearing sensor that I call my conscience. But that's what I think. I mean, I'm not dodging your question. I think either one of them would probably be better for the economy than what we got. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. And Trump is my second pick, just like you said.
All right, Ben, good to hear from you. We'll be back with the fourth hour. We've got David Knight coming up. I'm going to do 5 more minutes, more calls. And Jakari Jackson, there's so much in this fourth hour. Got a fresh horse coming into the fight.